This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, bribes for shots. So yeah, and you wouldn't believe some of the things that are being offered up. I know we've talked about this a little bit, whether it's going to a big game somewhere, MLB, NBA playoffs, I heard even, getting some cash, getting more gift cards to Starbucks, and now even getting marijuana. Whoa. One of our favorites, Paul Siegert, is going to come and join us in our next segment. He's all things health, and we'll ask him about that. And is it working or not? Because when you look at that 70 number, that 70% coverage of vaccines that was supposed to happen for this president by July 4th, that was the press, it doesn't really mathematically seem as though we're going to get that kind of coverage in the United States. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for popping by. If you're a first-timer, woohoo! If you've been here a while, well, thank you very much. We are thrilled to pieces, as always, the good, the bad, the ugly, the us's and them's, whatever it is, to be behind this mic and talking to all of you, that's for sure. One of the things we're also going to talk about coming up is Arizona. And what's happening with counting the votes, you know, recounting the votes from the election. That was supposed to be wrapped up by the beginning of the summer. Doesn't look like that is going to happen. So a little deeper into what's going on there. And also rural Arizona residents are waiting as an awful wildfire has spread, and it is absolutely uncontained. Those are words you never want to hear in conjunction with a fire. And this is out of Phoenix, and I feel for these guys on the line. I have covered so many fires back in my TV news career, and boy, I've been in the middle of them, and I've seen what they do, and it's incredible. And getting a foothold onto what it becomes, or what it can become, that massive wildfire, and that's exactly what's happened with this Telegraph fire. It's now straddling two counties. It's burned 112 square miles, and is at, again, I'm going to say these words, zero containment. Zero containment. Wow. Never, ever, ever good. And just when you think you have heard and seen it all, you watch some of those shows that scare you to death about what people are doing to each other, you know, that Dateline NBC or whatever other shows about who murdered who and who did what to whom. I happened to see this today, and I guess because I was so wrapped up in the G7 and cybersecurity and other things that were happening in this country, and then coronavirus off our shores and to our pals who are writing amazing books from other countries and here in the United States, that has somehow missed this. But a Wisconsin woman was arrested. Why? Because she's accused of murdering her friend with eye drops. So 62-year-old Lynn Herman, who is it was in Wisconsin 2018. They found her dead in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I hope I'm saying that right. She was in her living room in the recliner. She was next to a table filled with prescription pills and what looked like crushed medication on her chest. But 2 years and 8 months after her death, they announced a crazy new development. A woman claimed to be Herman's friend and caregiver is now facing charges of killing her by spiking her water bottle with a lethal dose of eye drops and staging the victim's home to make it look like it was accidental or even a suicide. The suspect, Jesse Krasinski, arrested of defrauding Herman of, this is the motive, $300,000, and allegedly blown most of that money on gambling at casinos and expensive gifts, spa treatments for friends, acquaintances, all of that. So there's your motive. There's your method. There's your opportunity. Boom, boom, boom. All right in a row. Can you imagine? So she was arrested. She's being held on $1 million bail in the county jail. And, boy, I got to tell you, this is radio. But I saw her mugshot, and she didn't look happy in that mugshot. And I think she... I'm just saying, it's allegedly, you know, you get your day in court. But imagine 2 years plus later, and what do? They get the toxicology results from the autopsy, all that kind of stuff, and they're piecing things together. They look at the large quantity of eye drops, right, that she got before she died. She saw her mixing the eye drops with vodka, drinking it, ba 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 ba. There's all kinds of little pieces that were pulled together in this one. So, like I said, she'll get her day in court, but that is one of the crazier, wackier things that I've heard. Back to what is buzzing in your backyard and mine, by the way. Part of it is something that I talked about yesterday. Kamala Harris, the VP, there she is in Central America and Mexico saying, hey, don't come. It's a new day. Don't come to our border. Smugglers don't care. Why do they not care? Because apparently they can get six figures for what they do. So it's a surge. That's why we're seeing some of the crush at the border that somehow is getting lost in the conversation. So we can declare a new era, but how are we stopping the influx when you send the vice president for the first time into those countries that were seeing the rush of people, and she says, don't come. Oh, this, you're not welcome here for that reason. We can't have people coming into the country. But will those words fall on deaf ears? Money counts and talks with these smugglers. So some of them have confessed when they finally get caught, when they're known as a migrant smuggler, that they have made, for just a couple of days working, over $200,000, charging people $1,500 a person? Wow. So that's what's happening. There is big money in this. Not that we didn't know it, but now we really know it. When more are getting caught by the Border Patrol, and when they're questioned and they talk about the salary and they talk about the work that they're doing, because they call it a salary, and what they're getting, it is a boom year, 2021, for this. They're on track for their biggest profits ever. And, of course, the cartels are just getting richer. Just getting richer. So a lot of this money ends up in the hands of the people who are making money on their own people, because they know how to get them across, right? So that's a big payday, especially if you're doing it how many times in a calendar year, let's say. So Kamala Harris is going to have to make more than one trip, and we're going to have to put some sort of teeth into some sort of policy to figure out, how do we stop that? How do we cut that off? Coming up next, we're talking about incentives for getting the vaccine. Round the bend.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
And you're listening to me. We do have some great affiliates in Washington, Washington State, that is. And you would like some free joints. Well, guess what? Licensed marijuana stores in Washington State can offer free joints to promote on-site COVID-19 vaccine clinics. That was announced at the beginning of the week. Who better to have on with us than somebody who's right out there on the West Coast, Paul Siegert, and he is a managing partner for PCS Advisors. As I said, he's all things healthcare. He's an employee healthcare benefits consultant in the firm based in Northern California, very, very close to those people in Washington. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Kate?
Good. What do you make of this? Is it just like, hey, look at how much money is going out the door with these lotteries in California, in Ohio, and other states? I mean, we've seen free sports tickets, lots of that prize money I mentioned. So why not marijuana? Is that kind of the attitude, do you think, with this one?
I think so. Why not try it? See if we'll do anything at this point to sell these vaccines, because I think we've made it through most of the population that really were eager to get vaccinated, and even part of the population that wasn't sure have gotten on board. So now we're getting to that tougher group that, you know, where this may or may not have much of a real effect on it.
Yeah, that's the question. Will it have an effect? I mean, being in radio, listen, and I was in television news, and if you had any kind of a giveaway, it didn't matter what you were giving away, Paul. People would line up, they would sign things, send things in, make wacky stories, do whatever they had to do. So you could give away anything. It's kind of along those same lines, like, hey, this is more valuable than anything, so why not put that up there? Do you think in the end, though, that really works with the age group of who they're trying to to get, which is really the Z generation, I think, and I guess millennials. And what do you think?
Well, what we've seen in some of the polling is that, and there is something different here because they're saying if you get the vaccine on site, we'll give you a joint, versus some of the other lotteries and stuff that say if you've been vaccinated, you're included. So it could have been that they're just going to reward people that were already early adopters.
Yeah.
So maybe they've got a little bit of a better chance, and perhaps this is a good way to target that group that is holding out a bit. We also, interestingly, we see when people are polled that it kind of follows along political lines, party lines, as to what motivates them. If you're more conservatively minded, the idea of getting your freedoms back is very motivating. And so I think we've, in lots of cases, we've kind of hurt ourselves in our messaging and our mixed messaging when we've told our population, get a vaccine and do these things and maybe we'll return to normal. It's looking more like we are returning to normal now, and that's good news for everybody. And on the more liberal side of things, there is more, at least the polling indicates, that this is more motivating. And it's a pretty left-leaning state. So, you know, it could be that they do move a few more points towards getting vaccinated. They are already ahead of the nation. You know, they're at 48%. Let's see, 48% versus 42%. The rest of the nation's 42% fully vaccinated. They're at 48. And so they're already ahead. And single doses, they're at 58, where the rest of the country's at 51. So that it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I don't think it's going to be a big swing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to be a big swing to me either. I love your point about mixed messaging. It's so important, as you know, with anything healthcare related, that once you get it out there, once you're talking about whatever it is, especially a pandemic that we've been in, if you turn and reverse and flip-flop on things, that's when it doesn't matter, I think, Democrat, Republican, Independent, people start to say, well, wait a minute, first we heard this and then we heard that. And I think that was kind of the problem with this all along. Do you?
I totally agree, and I hope we'll learn from that. This is an age where we all have a smartphone.
Yeah.
And we can look things up. I mean, we can look up research from the CDC that often has kind of countered what we were hearing in the media, even from folks from the CDC or other, you know, national experts and appointed experts. So we've done a bad job there, and that cost us, I think, quite a bit of time. And we're already a vaccine hesitant population. About 30% of Americans say, I don't want to get vaccinated for anything. And we've gotten this down to about one in four. So that with all the media campaigns and everything else, we've made some headway there. But we worked against ourselves for sure.
And no way 70%, right? You just were talking about the numbers that Washington State was ahead. But if you look at 51% mm-hmm. for two doses fully vaccinated, let's say that just goes up a little bit. Biden was calling for 70%. We keep hearing that 70% as the eureka moment. I don't think we hit that by July 4th. Do you?
No. And I think this brings up a really good point, too. We've had mixed messaging. We've had bad messaging, and we've had messaging that, and we've lacked certain messaging, some of the facts. I mean, we know all the studies are showing, you look at places like Italy that were the hardest hit and earliest hardest hit. Those who got COVID, even mild cases, have antibodies and have immunity and aren't having breakthrough infections at any higher a rate than those who get vaccinated. So if you've had COVID, you have immunity. And while some say, sure, we don't know how long that immunity will last, every study, for as long as this has been going on, continues to confirm that the immunity is there. So, which is as much as we know for the vaccines, frankly. So we've kind of missed that whole point, and we were told 70 to 90% would be herd immunity. And when you look, the CDC's own research shows that 8 times more, and they're some of the most conservative when looking at this, 8 times more Americans have had COVID than have been confirmed to have had COVID. And I looked at it today, and our confirmed cases are north of 33 million. So if you take that 33 million, multiply it by 8, and get yourself around let's call it 267 plus the 33, you're at 300. That's the 90% number. The 70 to 90 was the range we were given for herd immunity. I mean, it was a moving target. But even if we go to that higher end, that 90%, that would indicate we're there. And so would the, we're not talking in the media much about hospitalizations and hospitals being overrun and in deaths anymore, because all the indicators have fallen in a good way. And I think we can afford to be optimistic. We should be optimistic when the facts say that we should.
Yeah. Boy, I so agree with that. Paul, it's always great to have you on the show. You offer such great insights. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's Paul Siegert. And like I said, you can look him up pretty easy. Go to PCSAdvisors.com. So he just told you it really in a nutshell. That's why I don't get the arguing over, hey, if somebody wants to wear a mask or somebody wants to do this, or, you know, personal freedoms in either direction. But especially that mixed messaging. The mixed messaging is the part that drove so many people crazy. And I think people who were willing to look at the science, to keep being informed from the previous administration and swinging it into this one, but at the tail end of the last administration, when we were seeing that things kept changing, what the messaging was, not from the president, but from the people that were out there talking, the people on the front lines that were talking about, well, you know, we said this and now it's changed. And of course, there, we don't know 100% what can happen with variants. This is, it's not that kind of thing. There's still some mystery, obviously, when it comes to COVID-19. That's why I say it's the most elusive SOB of a virus that none of us wanted in our life, obviously. There's the unknown factors. But the good news, like Paul said, is what I've been talking about, the smiles, the reunions, people getting out there again, driving by locations that were like ghost towns and now have cars and now have people roaming around and people doing what they want to do. It's your choice and, of course, also your beliefs as to how you feel about it and how you feel where you're at, how safe you are, etc. But absolutely, the hospitalizations, boom, we're not talking about that. It is a changed world from what it was this time last year. What's on tap? We're telling you next.
Registered pharmacist Ben Buttes knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials in the U.S. are pushing to get more people vaccinated against COVID, warning that variants of the virus could quickly spread. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said Tuesday that slowing vaccination rates could leave the U.S. open to the proliferation of the Delta variant, first identified in India. That variant has become the dominant strain seen in new cases in the U.K. Only about 6% of new cases in the U.S. are of the Delta variant. Health officials are working to find ways to get to President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. And the Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the Senate that the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. This is USA Radio News. The CEO of Colonial Pipeline was in front of a Senate panel Tuesday testifying about his company's reaction to the major ransomware attack that shut down a major fuel pipeline last month. Colonial President and CEO Joseph Blount told senators that he felt paying the ransom demanded by hackers to get the pipeline up and running again was of vital importance to the country.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry, and I know how critical our pipeline is to the country, and I put the interests of the country first. It was our understanding that the decision was solely ours as a private company to make the decision about whether to pay or not to pay. And considering the consequences of potentially not bringing the pipeline back on as quickly as I possibly could, I chose the option to make the ransom payment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Time for a little what's on tap. And I'll tell you what's on tap. Something really tremendous happened today, and it's called, yes, believe it or not, bipartisan cooperation. And a very huge move, and one that I think is totally necessary. $250 billion bill, tech and manufacturing. The Senate passed this bill to boost U.S. science and innovation to compete with China, because they are crushing us. It's called the Innovation and Competition Act, and it did get a lot of bipartisan support. 68-32, that was the vote count in the end. There were some last-minute amendments and an all-nighter of negotiating, and ultimately it passed, so that's what's key. And listen to what some of those who voted had to say. Senator Todd Young, Republican from Indiana, co-author of it, singled out the bill's passage as a mark of unity. He said, I'm proud the Senate voted to advance this bill to out-compete China and invest in the U.S. Let history record that at this moment we stood united. And pretty much Chuck Schumer and the rest of the gang are on board with this. He said it's the largest investment in scientific research and technology innovation in generations. And that is true. If you go and you look at money that's been pumped in that direction, this is one of the biggest for sure. It is a rare bipartisan consensus in Congress that we need a more coherent strategy to respond to China's rise as a global power, let's face it. And this is a very, very good thing, in my opinion. because the more that we lag behind and the more China gets ahead of us, the worse off we are, frankly. We're way too complacent. Way too complacent. The private sector, in some cases, is doing an amazing job. In other cases, falling flat. I mean, just like the government is, too, as well, here. So this is going to give that money to assist the semiconductor manufacturing companies to make computer chips, which, of course, we're in a shortage right now since last summer. That's affecting cars. That's affecting cell phones, video game consoles, you name it. 75% of the world's chips, 75%, take this away from this show, 75% of the world's chips come from Asia. Yeah. So look what happens. What happens when the world falls down? Yeah, we're in trouble. I think this is great, and bravo. So what's on tap is, we'll see, money pushed in the right direction. And what are we going to see a year from now, 2 years from now? For one, $81 billion in congressional spending to the National Science Foundation budget for 2022 and 2026 to innovate, revamp these programs that are getting very stale and very behind the times. So that's great. Yay. That's what we'll see, and we'll keep an eye on that in the next couple of years to watch where that money flows and what we get, because we're the taxpayers, what we get out of money being voted bipartisan pretty much and going in that direction. And, you know, let's get ahead of the curve when it comes to China and what they're able to do, because why do we have to be held up with the chip problem, for one, but other things, too. All right, this is very, very, very big, my friends. And we've talked about it a lot on this show. We have a great affiliate, a big affiliate in Arizona. A lot of people email me from Tucson and from Phoenix and from Sedona, places they people know I've spent a lot of time there. But it's been ground zero for this recount. It's been 7 months since the 2020 U.S. presidential election. And Donald Trump didn't concede, but he's not in office. So there's this count happening, this audit or review is a better way to say that, of more than 2 million ballots in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, by the way. And it was ordered by the Republican majority that controls Arizona State Senate. So you look at this, and what they did is Arizona Senate is paying $150,000 for this audit or review, because I think it's more like a review, but I guess you'd call it an audit. It's being conducted by Cyber Ninjas. It's a Florida-based company, and they haven't done anything like this before, but they're paying people $15 an hour to do this audit, and they've had a few mistakes along the way, allowing blue pens to be used on the ballots. Blue ink is used to vote, so that could potentially cause a problem of intentions. They've also been accused of leaving ballots and computers, you know, unsecured. But what is interesting is you have Republicans, some Republicans, and definitely Democrats, who are saying, you know, enough is enough with this whole thing of this recount or going over the election results. And here's Stephen Richer, who is part of the process. Here's what he had to say about having the R connected to his name and thinking, you know, we need to cut this out.
I'm a proud Republican. The name Barry Goldwater means a lot to me, and I hope that we can get back to having a healthy Republican Party that recognizes the validity of the American political process. If one party is just beating itself up over an election that happened 7 months ago at this point and talking about bamboo fibers and ballots flown in from South Korea, I don't think that's good for our political process.
All right, and of course, his job is, he's the Maricopa County Recorder. You had Senator Jim Kolb from Arizona, Republican, say he was a longtime senator from 85 to 2007. It's a black mark on Arizona's reputation by doing this, but it's there was a 10-day break, and it goes on, and it's was supposed to be finished in June. What's on tap there? Well, it's not going to be finished probably in June because there's still too much left to go through, so it's doubtful that that's going to happen. So it has been interesting to watch, and other states are watching too. In fact, even other members of Congress here and there are visiting to see the process and to see what it's all about. We'll be watching, that's for sure. All right, what else is on tap? And this is a big one as we bounce back in a way to coronavirus. The CDC issued some new travel advice for more than 120 countries, including, you know, moving 33 countries to the lowest risk category. But there are some that would be no-nos, like places you wouldn't want to go. And obviously, India would be top of the list. We know that because of what they're struggling with. So there's some obvious countries that there's just absolutely no way. But you have to differentiate. So moving 33 countries includes Iceland, Israel, Singapore into the low risk category if you're thinking of traveling there. The CDC recommends avoiding travel to countries at level 4, the highest threat level, which have more than 500 cases per 100,000 people in the last 28 days. Level 4 includes India, Iraq, Brazil, and we see what's happening there, so it would seem fairly obvious. And, you know, then you go to different levels, like level 3 is Mexico, Russia, Iran. So they say non-essential travel for those who are unvaccinated. Against, they recommend against that because of their numbers. Level 2, they're saying unvaccinated travelers are at severe risk for severe illness. They should avoid visiting nations like Finland, Cambodia, Kenya, because of their reporting level. And then level 1, Australia and New Zealand are considered the lowest risk destinations, and they've reported less COVID-19 cases in the last 28 days, less than 50. The CDC still recommends getting vaccinated, even though it's a low-risk location, but how about that? And we know that we've talked to many Australians. In fact, we're talking to an Australian next, John McCauley, who has an interesting tale to tell. But one of the things that he and I talked about off the air is the fact that he said we feel very lucky. And, of course, the bigger cities, whether it's Melbourne or Sydney, there were more cases there. But as you get further away from them, it was never something that they were overly concerned with because of the population and because of the low numbers. So you can see why New Zealand and Australia are on a much safer list. I mean, we're just getting our footing back in some cases. And I think for some people, traveling is going to be, especially overseas, may take a little bit of time. It's more about traveling within the borders, I think, right now for many people. Not all, but for many people in the U.S. But how long till all of that lifts and people decide to take advantage of some deals to go to France or Italy or wherever, some destination that seemed unaffordable before the pandemic, but now if you jump on the cheaper rates, which they're still out there, you may be able to get some sort of a good deal. And it might be the cruise ship time, because some cruise ships are getting ready to roll on the high seas. And I know people are really anxious about that. Lots of phones are blowing up for these different cruise lines and what they're offering, and there's some really, really great deals out there, as you can imagine. John McCauley, next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
John McCauley joins us from Australia, and he's in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner. And he's written two books that are so interesting, Reminiscence, All the Best, and it's about the McKenzie brothers and the gold rush. Ooh, I love anything to do with the gold rush. And then, of course, Aussie Yarns, and he has quite a wicked sense of humor. John, thanks for coming on.
That's okay, Kate. Good to speak to you in America.
Tell me about, first let's talk about the McKenzie brothers. Tell me about the novel Reminiscence, All the Best.
There's two elements to the book besides just the story of the McKenzie family sojourn as they came through Australia from 1850s to the 2000s. It's also set in the current with the relationship that he develops with all the people in the old people's home and with his family.
Yeah. What was the reaction to people that you know to Reminiscence, All the Best? What'd they say?
Well, I've heard a few that cry at the end. But, no, I've had good reports. One was a lady who reviews books, and she was very impressed with the way I'd handled the Aboriginal question and the relationships that developed between them, which was very sympathetic, you know.
Yeah.
And, so I haven't had any book reviews of it. I did this not with any great pretension to be an author, but I thought I'll have a go at this, and I think it's turned out a pretty interesting read. I think my style of writing is very simplistic and non-flowery, if you know what I mean. So it's very easy to read. I hope people get wrapped in the story of the families as they go through their various generations.
And I think that's the point. I think your writing is exactly like that, that it pulls you in. It's very authentic. And you feel that when you're reading it, the, as you call it, you know, it's simplistic in a good way. So that's really a compliment to you. So we bounce from that to Aussie Yarns, and tell people listening about Aussie Yarns. What's that about?
Well, it was just a collection of, after I'd written my autobiography in the early 2000s, the business world when I was only 60, and I wrote just our family's story all the way through, and I've added to it twice since to bring it up to date. But having done that, I started writing short stories, and when I got together about 20 of them, I put them into the book. But they are... they're all set in Australia, but they're not particularly rural Aussie bush yarns. They're all sorts of characters in them, all fictional, of course. Some of them humorous, some of them a bit tragic, and so on.
Yeah.
Just a mixture of short stories.
Yeah, and it probably was fun doing the short stories. Was it fun to tackle that and pull them together for the book?
Well, when I started writing them, I didn't sit down and think, gee, I'll put together 20 short stories and write a book.
Yeah.
They just accumulated in a drawer here, and when I got to the end, I thought, well, I'll put them all together and see how it goes as a book of short stories. I quite like reading short stories. As you get older, you find, you can go to bed and read one and it's finished, and you start a new one the next night. So, that's how they came about anyway, just as short stories.
Yeah, and of course, to your point, that's the kind of book that you can put down, pick up, put down, pick up. And that's what I call the long-term investment, meaning that it's fun and it's clever. And when you have a moment here and there, it's entertaining and you don't have to be bogged down with reading. You can, but you don't have to go from the beginning to the end.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep track of it, which gets harder as you get older, let me tell you.
You're not that old.
You'll find out one day.
Yeah. So we're speaking with John McCauley, and again, his two books, you can get them, of course, on Amazon. And after writing the short stories and fleshing out the McKenzie brothers, are you going to do some more?
I've done several since. There's another one you haven't mentioned called Cassie, which is, well, I call it a novella. It's shorter than a novel, but it's been published as a novel. It's also available through Amazon. It's the story of a girl who's running away from school from bullying and comes to Brisbane, which is our capital, and her sojourn through the next few, 10 or 15 years of her life, I forget, as she finds her way in Brisbane and then eventually returns out to the country where she comes from. It's just a little interesting story I thought up, and but it's 180 pages or something as opposed to the others, which are nearly 300.
Yeah, and it just occurred to me thinking about, it's really, you're great with the characters, and even when you look at the McKenzie brothers, what do you think the McKenzie brothers would say about Reminiscence, All the Best?
I think they'd be very accepting of it, and particularly Mr. Mack. Now, Mr. Mack is, the hero of the whole book in a way, and as I wrote it, and I have read it once since just to see, I'd like to think there's a fair bit of me in Mr. Mack, to be honest, Kate.
He's a good guy. That's good that you think that you are a little bit like him.
Yes, I think he's a country bloke who was a grazier out in Western Queensland, and he's very conservative and very old-fashioned in his ways, and he still puts sugar in his tea for a start. Not many people do that nowadays. But he jokes, he's got a good sense of humour, a great love of family, and a great respect for the past. And this whole book comes about as he reads the memoirs of these McKenzies and sort of daydreams his way through their lives and as to what happened.
Yeah, wow. Fascinating stuff. John McCauley, we could talk all night. There's no question about it. Thank you so much for coming on.
That's communicate. And just one other comment. I thought they'll find terms in those books that probably not used to. Out here we call females sheilas and things like that. There's no guys and dolls and broads out here, or dudes. They're sheilas and blokes and bushies. So your readers will learn some new terms, and they'll have to understand it.
I like that. Thanks, John.
Good night. Thanks, Kate.
All right, one of the things John doesn't know, I didn't tell him, but I saved it for the air, is it seems like 100 years ago, I used to date an Australian golfer, and he gave me a list of words to see if I knew any of them, and of course I knew like one. And how do you speak like a local? How do you speak like an Australian? So we say friend, they say mate, that's obvious. A tourist, I love this. If you're a tourist in Australia, you know what they call us? For everybody listening in America, they call us a freshie. Ugh. They call shoes chubbers. They call kangaroo, like we say kangaroo. And I've heard Australians say roo, but they also call a kangaroo a bouncy mouse. Awesome is dangarang. Dangarang. A cigarette is a koala log. A car trunk, this might be my favorite, a car trunk is Finnegan's Hole. The moon, people, the moon, this is what Australians say, mother onion. An airplane, and I really like this one, an airplane is a sky gator. A snake, a crikey mikey. Stop, didgeridon't. Sweatshirts, sleeve Irwins. What? Sleeve Irwins. And somehow I found that list. I'm sure you could find all kinds of other slang Australian words. We know obvious ones like Barbie is barbecue. You probably know Arvo is afternoon. You might know, this is my favorite, spit the dummy. Spit the dummy, have a sudden tantrum. Ooh, stay away from that one. Anyway, it sure was fun talking to John McCauley. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Hashtag make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.